USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Bush oversaw the fall of the Soviet Union, the crumbling of the Berlin Wall, and under his leadership, America won the Cold War.
Vice President Mike Pence, among the many to pay their respects to the former President George H.W. Bush, whose body is lying in state in the U.S. Capitol Rotunda following his death on Friday. Last evening, President Trump and the First Lady paid their respects.
The President standing silent, then saluting the casket. Prior to his death, Bush 41 requesting that President Trump come to the rotunda, putting aside any differences Donald Trump has had with the Bush family.
That's correspondent Robin Walensky. Round-the-clock public viewing continues until tomorrow morning, after which a funeral will be held at the National Cathedral. And the Postal Service will suspend delivery and retail service tomorrow in honor of Bush 41. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
One child was killed, more than 40 others injured in a bus crash in Arkansas yesterday morning involving a Memphis youth football team. An Arkansas Children's Health Surgeon in Chief, Todd Maxson, with details on some of those injuries.
The injuries have ranged really from injuries to the skull and brain to lots of lacerations, lots of broken bones.
State police say that bus left the road and overturned yesterday morning on a ramp from Interstate 30. German auto executives to be in Washington today. Top execs of Volkswagen, Daimler-Benz, and BMW are to meet with administration officials to express concerns about the president's threats to impose tariffs on European-made vehicles. All three companies have assembly plants here in the United States. The world champion Boston Red Sox have accepted a White House invitation to visit President Trump. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A top-ranking U.S. Navy admiral's death is being called an apparent suicide. Vice Admiral Scott Sterny commanded the U.S. Navy's 5th Fleet in the Middle East. He was found dead at his home in Bahrain on Saturday. Sterny took command of the 5th Fleet in May after serving as Director of Operations for U.S. Central Command. The fleet operates in the Persian Gulf, Red Sea, and Indian Ocean. An independent autopsy shows an Alabama man who was mistakenly killed by police on Thanksgiving night was shot 3 times from behind. Lawyer Benjamin Crum says it shows Emantic E.J. Fitzgerald Bradford Jr. shot in the back of the head, neck, and the lower back. At a mall in Hoover, police thought the 21-year-old Bradford was the gunman in a shooting when officers fatally shot him. Police later retracted their statement and identified 20-year-old Aaron Brown as the actual shooter. Crum says forensic evidence suggests that Bradford was moving away from officers. He said, "You're not a threat when you're running away." And Universal Pictures is working on a movie inspired by the music of Prince. The film company has acquired the rights to a portion of his music catalog for this project, which will include a storyline based around his songs. It will be similar to the Mamma Mia films, which are based around music from the Swedish pop group ABBA. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.